Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Bleed Husker Red, BHR. If you ain't watching the video and you're watching the transcript, you might want to turn on the video. Now let's see if I can show you the back of the shirt, get my big butt turned around. All right, I hope you guys were able to see the back of that shirt. If you like this shirt, I think it's a pretty freaking sweet shirt. Check it out at Cornhusker Memes. They're not even paying me for that. They just make really good shirts, and I think it's pretty cool. Now, the question on the docket for today is, because I've had several fans ask me, Adam, this offseason, all right, you saw some things last offseason, you talked about it on the show, but what's the biggest difference from Scott Frost's first offseason heading into year one versus Scott Frost's second offseason heading into year two? What's the biggest difference that you see? And the obvious answer is Husker power, bigger necks, bigger guys. Okay, that's an obvious answer. But here's one that it maybe isn't so obvious. All right, so when I was at practice a year ago, all right, and I'm not supposed to go into a whole lot of depth with what I see at practice. I respect that. Program first and foremost. But the one thing I will say is a year ago, when I went to practice, I saw a lot of wide eyes. And again, if you're not watching this video, You should turn on the video real quick, because Frost was talking to him after the last practice that I was at. And here's what I saw. It was like deer in the headlights. It was literally like deer in the headlights. Like, guys were like, what are we doing? What am I supposed to do? What do these new coaches want from me? My head is spinning right now. I'm a deer in the headlights. The truck's coming and I don't know what to do to get out of the way or move the freaking thing. That was the looks that I saw. And I was, it's to be expected, completely different culture, completely different things that Frost was trying to do from Riley, all right? I was surprised to the degree that I saw it. That's what surprised me. Now, I'm coaching a 9U football team this year. My son, Jacob, he's been dying to play tackle football. Going into fourth grade, I relented. I did a whole show on it. When should you put your kids into tackle football? When should you not? Go back through the archives of Character Chronicles at omaha.com/character and check it out if you wish. But my son's playing his first year of tackle football. I'm blessed and able to be the coach. A month ago, when we started practicing, I was talking to the kids, and I saw that same look. Just deer in the headlights, no clue, trying to figure it out. What is going on? I would expect that from 9-year-old kids. The one thing I've told them is we're going to be physical. We're going to teach you the right way to block, the right way to hit, and we're going to be physical. We're going to drive people backwards, and we're going to drive them into the turf. We're going to help them up, and then we're going to do it again the next play, all clean between the whistles. So we've had a scrimmage, and we've had our first game. Now, our first game, we won 44-0, but the score aside, the first scrimmage we had, we played a 10U team. A 10U team, we're a 9U team that's never played a game together. This 10U team played all last year together. Halfway through, their players started complaining that we were hitting them too hard. They started complaining to their coaches. And their coaches got mad at them, like, do something about it. There's nothing dirty. And then this past Saturday, the coach started complaining to the officials. And the officials started throwing flags. And I said, what's the problem? I said, are we holding? They said, no. I said, are we hitting after the whistle? They said, no. I said, what's the problem? They said, it's excessive blocking. I said, what? It's what? I'm taking your name now, sir, and I'm calling the league office. You ain't going to be a ref next. Excessive blocking? It's like the blind side when he drives the kid into the freaking stands, you know? Anyways, I digress. My point is this. The looks in my kids' eyes is they're getting it and they're having fun. When I was at the Huskers in their spring practice, the most recent practice I've been to, you could see the looks in the players' faces was different. They're getting it. They're understanding it. Not only that, they're buying in. The energy during the most recent practice I was at, was that what you'd expect on game day? The offensive guys were on the other sideline. I was standing with the D-line, and they were doing that thing where they put their arms interlock and they sway back and forth like they're going to a song or whatever. It was great energy. And on the defensive side, I was very vocal, especially the defensive line. And especially one player in particular, and he stuck out to me for two reasons. Number one, he was very vocal, very positive, but he'd only been there for like 2 months. I'm like, wow, that's pretty, I'm just going to say it, pretty ballsy to be that vocal that quick, but I loved it. It was Darian Daniels. He stood out to me. He was so vocal, so positive, and players were already following him, and he'd barely been there a couple of months. So when he was voted a captain, what was that, just a few days ago, he was voted a team captain, one of the four team captains, I wasn't surprised at all. Now, would I have been surprised if he wasn't a captain? Maybe not, maybe so. But I'm not surprised at all that he is a captain. You can see the energy. You can see that guys get it. You can see the buy-in. You can see the culture. I don't know if it's completely changed, all right? But it is clearly changing. Now, I know I took a little bit of a roundabout way to get to my point. I compared the Huskers to a 9U football team. You know what I'm saying? My son has been waiting forever to play tackle football. And he's so excited to do it. In fact, he tried to tackle me when I finally said he could play. And it's, I love coaching these kids. I love watching the Huskers. And to me, it was very similar. The wide-eyed that I saw from the players on both teams and the change that you can see. Now, obviously, the Huskers are at a much higher level, but you get my point. All right. Tune in. Saturday, gut reaction within 30 minutes or less after the Huskers play South Alabama. Sunday night, Carriker Live. It's back, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, 8 p.m. Central Time. Until then, Husker Nation, go big red, bleed Husker red, and always remember to throw the bird.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.